What's up, Wisconsin? Welcome back, or welcome if you're just joining us. My name is Maggie Dawn, host of the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Joined this half hour for today's 3 p.m. edition of Maggie and the Millionaires Talking Money are Erica Payne, an economic justice advocate and the founder and president of Patriotic Millionaires. She's a pretty smart lady, got an MBA from the Wharton School at UPenn. And Morris Pearl, a former managing director at BlackRock, the largest investment firm in the world, and the chair of the Patriotic Millionaires. Morris, why does the Patriotic Millionaires, why do the Patriotic Millionaires want the capital gains rate and the income tax rate to be equalized for people that make more than $1 million a year?
Because part of the reason why we have such inequality in our country, part of the reason why we have a few people getting richer and richer and richer, while so many millions are struggling to get by, is that those of us who are already rich pay lower tax rates than people who are working for a living. And honestly, this won't even solve the problem, but it would make a dent if people pay the same tax rates on money they got from their investments that other people pay from their working. But somehow the rich people have convinced the politicians that, oh, we need to appease rich people. We can't like upset them or anything, or they'll, I don't know what.
And this is a huge problem. I mean, let's as we sit here today, the United States is more unequal than it has been in 100 years. And we have set a tax code that guarantees we are going to become more unequal more quickly over time. Our country is about to fall apart with income inequality and economic inequality at the levels it is now. Let's go on and wait a few more years and make it worse and see how bad this is. We're basically playing a game of economic Jenga where we're pulling off of the bottom, pulling off of the middle, loading it on the top. And the societal cost of this is really obvious when you look around and see that some people are flying off into space in their rocket ships and some people can barely live, you know, can't even live in their cars because they don't own a car. And so a society this unequal cannot stand. Mathematically, if every dollar that Morris makes is worth more, valued more, ends up in more revenue into his pocket than every dollar that somebody else makes working, then mathematically we can't go direction other than more unequal more quickly over time. And we're going to have an even bigger problem than we have right now. So what we're trying to eliminate is one of the key drivers of inequality in this country. Why is there a good reason for Morris's money to be worth someone else's sweat? There isn't. There's not an investment reason for it. As we talked about in the last segment, what are people going to do? They're going to invest regardless of the tax rate. Again, most people make investment decisions because they want to make big, big money, not because they want to shave a few points on a tax rate. That's number one. The second justification that investors give is that they're taking a lot of risk. They're saying, well, I'm risking my money. I'm risking my money by making this investment. First of all, if you're making more than $1 million a year, I don't think you're risking all that much. So let's say that you're only doing income over $1 million. But the other thing is there are lots of ordinary jobs that have a huge amount of risk involved in them. Look at a firefighter. A firefighter risks his life or her life every single time they walk into a burning building. Fire people, depending on where they make it, may make up to $100,000 a year. You really think that somebody who runs into a burning building should pay higher taxes than somebody sitting on a leather armchair behind their desk on Wall Street and, again, clicking a button on an E-Trade account? There are risks and there are risks, and the risks of the investor do not supersede the risk of somebody walking into a flaming building. So why on earth are they getting a preferential tax rate? So when you examine it, the evidence falls away, the investment case, the risk case. I'll tell you something else. American University just came out with a new report saying that if we raise the capital gains rate, we would increase the amount of revenues coming into the United States and GDP would actually go up.
We have historical precedent for this, right? And I would even say, just on your risk point, Erica, I couldn't agree with you more. And this, when you are rich enough, i.e. making already $1 million a year, and we're talking about taxing your investment returns, right, your capital gains, I don't know that the, quote, risk that you're taking is as real as the risk that accrues to the vast majority of regular Americans who are at-will employees whose entire family's economic health hinges on whether or not they get to keep a job on a day-over-day basis. I don't know a lot of people with job protections anymore. They can walk into work and get fired the next day. That isn't monopoly money to them. That is the money that their families need to live on. I would say if there's a preference to be given, if we're going to pick winners and bigger winners, that the biggest winners should be those that take that economic risk, are in at-will employment situations that need that money to support their families, not over-rewarding investment risk that is a calculated risk taken by people that can afford to invest their money. Now, you mentioned, Erica, that when we tax rich folks more, when we equalize or try to raise capital gains taxes, that our GDP actually goes up. We have some historical precedent for this, don't we?
You want to talk about people who take risks with their income? How about the woman who handed me eggplant parm hero for lunch today at a deli?
Yeah.
She has a lot more uncertainty in her income than I do, I assure you.
Well, and investors, if they lose money, they can write it off from gains that they made before. So there are lots of ways for wealthy people to balance their so-called risk. I would just assert the premise that it ain't all that risky in the first place. And while they might be spending their money, working people are spending their time and their sweat and their energy. So everybody's got what they've got on the line. And people who are spending their time, sweat, and energy are being taxed at almost twice the tax rate that people who are making money off of their money are making. It's a driver of inequality. There is no rational justification for it. And we think that, unfortunately, some folks have gotten to Vice President Harris on her economic team. And so she has walked back Biden's proposal to equalize incomes. Now, she's still asking for a pretty hefty raise, which we think is quite important, but she doesn't get as far as we want her to get. And so we would just love to see people really encourage that. I also want to tell you, in terms of these investment folks just making up stuff, So there's a little loophole that has to do with this. So people who manage other people's money even get to pay that smaller preferential tax rate. It's this little loophole called the carried interest loophole. And your senator in Wisconsin, Tammy Baldwin, has been an absolutely fantastic advocate on getting rid of that preference for folks who manage other people's money. So there's some preference, you've got a leader in the Senate. We're seeing a good leadership from Vice President Harris. We want to see her lean into it even more and go all the way to equalizing it.
Capital gains tax rates with income tax rates, because work is just as valuable. The dollars produced from work is just as valuable as a dollar produced from doing nothing and investing it. Folks, you can find out more about this at taxtherich.com. Check it out, because it's always and ever about the money, money, money. Thanks to Erica Payne, founder of the Patriotic Millionaires, as well as Morris Pearl, the chair of the Patriotic Millionaires. I'm Maggie Dawn. We'll be back in just a moment after your farm update with the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Probably wouldn't be here if it weren't for the American worker.